In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have the leave of the holiday of Transfiguration. It's a beautiful holiday where the Lord had, as you know, transfigured himself. And they took the three disciples, St. Peter, St. James, and St. John, and to the mountain. And he had shown them a little bit in the light that he is seen in the heavens, only to the point where they could actually feel it, that they could see it, so they won't be blinded, my beloved. And well, you heard that from the other sermon. Today we also have a Saint Tichon Zadornsky. Saint Tichon was a beautiful bishop that had written a beautiful volumes of in 1760 through 1771. He had had three or four volumes of beautiful writings, which is, of course, I don't know if it is translated in English, but I would highly recommend it for people to listen to, or to hear it, or to read it, my beloved. This is what it's all about. As we are living in a terrible time now, a time where it's all electronics and all TVs and computers and internets and all kinds of electronic things and games, and people are just getting into it and leaving the main thing, which is the salvation and the taking care of their soul and thinking about eternal life. The problem is that we're pulled in like a magnet, metal to a magnet, we're pulled in to the worldly things, and just to be occupying ourselves totally with everything worldly, and not to think even about the eternity, and think of only about our body, and not to think about the eternal soul. Our body is very temporary here. It's just like the, as you can see, the things in the nature, that they survive or live, they grow, and they survive, they become old, and then they finally they die. And well, this is what the body is going to do, and we're going to be buried. And in the meantime, our soul is eternal, for God had created a man in his image and likeness. And you and me, if we are going to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven, we will be transfigured also, and we will be like angels, and we will be bright as the sun, and we are going to be able to see such a beauty and hear such a things as the apostle says, that nor the eyes nor the ears can ever hear anything here on this earth. And the apostle, as you know, when he was taken to the third heaven, and many saints were taken, and the beauty there is incomparable to all the beauty here that you can see. When I used to be teaching the law of God to the children, I used to tell, and at that time, in the 50s and 40s, there was black and white TV, and then the colors came in, and so I was telling us, compared to the most beautiful sunsets, the most beautiful flowers, the most beautiful things that you see on this earth, they're all going to be looking drab. They look like gray and black and white compared to what is in the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, let's work on our heart. Let's work on our soul, and to make sure that our heart keeps memory of our Lord, who loved us so much that he died for us, and he came down voluntarily at the request of his father to save us, and he went through all kinds of humiliation here in this earth, and finally, as you know, through the crucifixion, and he suffered all that for me and for you, to be able to prove to us that he loves us. But there is only one way to be able to go to be with him, and this is to learn the humility from him. He had washed the feet of his disciples, even including the Judas who had betrayed him. He had accepted all the spitting on him and slapping in the face and beating and everything else, and finally the crucifixion. And he did not get angry at anybody. And even on the cross, just before dying, he asked his father to forgive them what they have done to him, for they do not know what they are doing. This is the kind of love that our Lord Jesus Christ has for us. And he is willing to forgive us any sins, but he wants our repentance. He wants us to recognize what we have done, or what the sins that we have done, that they were no good, and that we don't want to do it again. With his help, and his help is, of course, the grace of God. And the grace of God we can only get if we find humility in our heart. And my beloved, and this is what we have to work on. This is, as St. Tikhon Zadonsky has stated, when you learn to read, you have to learn the alphabet, and so the alphabet in a spiritual way, if we want to become Christians, the alphabet is absolutely must has the humility, because for God resists the proud, and he gives his grace to the humble. And without the grace, you and me have no chance. We are not going to be able to come to love the Lord and to be able to fight the attacks of the enemy and conquer him. We have to conquer the enemy. We have to keep the enemy out of our heart. As you know, the apostle says he is like a roaring lion walking around about us, ready to devour us. And the only way we can protect ourselves is, of course, is through the grace of God. And again, that we can attain only through humility. The Lord says, be meek and humble as I am in a heart. And be also, of course, merciful. And as a God, the Father is merciful. These are the things that we have to work on the most. And my beloved, let's try to work on it. We have now, tomorrow evening already, we're having the Dormition. So we have a pre-Dormition already service tonight. And my beloved, let's remember that on our own, we cannot attain anything good, for the Lord said so. Without me, you can do nothing. So we need the Lord's grace to do anything good. All bad things we do with the help of the filthy scum of the demons. So let's kick them away and keep them far away from us, and hang up and make our heart to be humble, so that we can listen to the gospel, read the gospel, then want to read the gospel, read My Life in Christ and all the saints' writings, and spend more time in the spiritual things than in any things of this world, for they are totally empty, and they're not bringing us closer to the Lord. May God help us all to humble ourselves, to receive the grace of God, and with the help of the Saint Tikhon Zadonsky and the Saint Holy Father Maxim, Maxim the Preacher, martyr, my beloved, we pray to the saints, because we know that by ourselves we cannot do anything. We need the Lord's help, and we need the help of the Mother of God and all our saints, and we cry out to them and try to get close in our hearts to them, so that they will occupy our mind and our heart more than anything in this world, so that we'll be able to really help our soul to be able to be cleansed, and so that we will be able to receive more and more grace and finally be enlightened and be so bright as the sun, as the Lord has promised, that those who will make it to heaven will become like an angel. God bless you.